Coach Davey. Good to see you, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me back, guys.
How you
Slay, that's quite the intro you got.
I appreciate it.
I need to get one
they
of
like
those.
To fire me up.
I like that. I need one of those.
There you go. Yeah, I'm sure that can be arranged.
Yeah, but careful.
No.
Oh, that's right. I voted against Darryl. That's right.
See,
I forgot.
That was your fatal mistake right there.
I want to take my vote back.
The last thing I was going to say is I make the intro. So, Coach, you know, you should have voted with me. Or you should have did like
we got you, Coach.
I abstained. Nobody saw it.
Abstained, yeah. Nah, I can take my thug. Don't worry.
There you go.
All I want to say before you get in the interview, Tim, is Coach got the coach's voice.
Yeah, right.
He got the raspy, like, I feel like I got to run a suicide right now. He got the coach, the stereotypical coach's voice.
That's all that hollering I do.
There you go, Coach. Well, listen, like we were saying, we want to do a little recap of this past season and one of the best seasons Hudson's had in a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
You got to the Section 2 Class B championship game. You won the Reinfort Division title. What was your secret? How'd you get it done?
Listen, athletes.
Yeah.
It's not
simple
hard.
As that.
Yeah, it's not hard to figure out the recipe for success.
I thought it was coaching myself.
Yeah, well, it's all, you know how it is. It's all coaching when it's done right.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
Always done wrong.
Right. Or definitely when it's done wrong. I wasn't going to say that.
Tell me, when did you know? I mean, obviously you knew you had a talented team, but when did you really kind of realize that your team may be special this year, that you could go as far as you went?
I guess after we beat that Ravenna team, mm-hmm. things started to click for us. We kind of put it all together and said, hey, you know, this is a team that we went to camp with. We struggled a little bit at camp with Ravenna. And then once we came out and won that game, I think we kind of knew that we were going to be successful going forward.
No doubt. And then that led up to the Chalmont game. And up there, that was definitely a difficult task to play them. Number one, but to play them up there with so much riding on the line, you were undefeated going into that game. They have that great running back. I mean, but you guys shut them down. I mean, they gave you a run for your money, but you guys came out on top. That was a special win. They got you to 7-0 and got you the Reinfort Division title.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that motivated some of the guys, I don't know if I told you guys this early on, James Allen from the Times Union came down and started doing some sideline stuff with us, and he mentioned it, and a couple of the kids heard him say something like, if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best, and you haven't beat anybody yet. You haven't beat the Schuylervilles. You haven't beat the Chalmonts. You haven't beat that. And then once we started to do those kind of things, that's kind of when it came together, and that was, you know, the kids' motivation going forward.
No question about it. You went on to beat Johnstown and Schuylerville, and then came the Glens Falls game, but... to me, Glens Falls went on to win the state title, so, I mean, take nothing away from them. But that, to me, that was one of those games that just kind of snowballed. I mean, where one thing went wrong, and then, you know, that blew everything off, the lid off everything. And,
yeah, we turned the ball over five times in the first quarter.
Sure.
You know, every time we turned it over, they scored. We made some mistakes, and, you know, we didn't play well.
No.
It's one of them definitely games. Didn't play up to our potential.
No question about it. And a game like that, against a team like that, you certainly can't. You know, have that kind of...
You can't make mistakes against that team.
No mistakes at all. But that said, now we move forward. Okay, you lost a lot of good talent, you know, out of the backfield on both lines, but you do have some talent coming back, not to mention a very talented core of kids coming up from the junior varsity team that won every game until they met Glens Falls in the JV Super Bowl, I guess you could call it.
Right.
But you got to be pretty optimistic with the talent you have coming back and the talent coming up from the JV.
Yeah, listen, we're talented again.
Right.
You know, as talented, I'm not sure. Talented in a different way, maybe.
Sure.
Willie Walker's back.
Yeah.
You know.
And one of the best backs in Section 2, I'll go out and
absolutely.
Say.
Yeah, he was Reinfort Division Player of the Year last
right.
year over top of, you know, some really talented guys.
Mm-hmm.
So, Zion Brown, like you and I were just talking off the air, how, you know, he's going to be a factor this year. And we just I got some big kids. We got some kids that have really dedicated themselves this year in a weight room.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Like I said, I know you alternated at quarterback pretty much last year. You had Chris Miano play a lot there. You had Willie Walker take a lot of snaps from there. But do you want to settle, or is that, I don't want to give away your plans for the season. But
right, my secret.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Then you'd have to kill me. But do you plan on utilizing the two quarterback system again this year, or maybe just going with one? I know Charles Goodermoat's coming up. He had a really good year at the JV level last year, and is definitely a kid to watch for. But again, that's your call.
Yeah, listen, it's difficult to take the ball out of Willie Walker's hands.
Sure,
you know what I mean.
Right.
So I guess that remains to be seen. We'll see what happens over the course of the next couple months. What happens in preseason, but. Mm-hmm. I'm not afraid to go with a three quarterback system. You know,
I like it.
In mind, so
bold and daring. Here
absolutely. Yeah, I'm not scared of that.
You old gunslinger, you.
Right.
Sorry, guys, we got a call. Let's see. It could be somebody. Could be somebody ready to talk to Coach. Caller, you on the air?
Yeah, yeah, this is Smallhead the Poet.
Smallhead, what's good, dog? Hold on one second, man. I'm going to give you the applause.
Oh, man.
Don't accept that, Maul.
Good job, bro. I'm reaching for the stars today, boy.
Maulhead, turn your radio down. What's good, bro?
Yo, what's going on, man? Hold on. Let me get off this real quick. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I just want to, you know, call and give a shout-out to Coach Davey. I don't know if he remembers me, but way back in the day, he used to coach me and Pop Warner for the Columbia County Whalers.
You want to tell me your name? Yeah, you might want to tell me, because I don't know if he knew you as Maulhead back then.
No.
He didn't know you were a poet.
Yeah, Jamal Murray.
I remember
Chubby.
Yeah. I remember Chubby. Who can forget Chubby?
Yeah.
I just wanted to call and, you know, give you a shout-out. You know, you have a bunch of accomplishments with the football team. You know, just keep plugging away at it, you know, and everything will fall in line for you.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
No doubt. Trey, you know, stay up, man. Burn,
yeah.
Reaching out. And I'm sorry I disrupted the Dirty Dogs interview. I didn't mean to do that.
Nah, you did good, man. Yeah, Coach got a call, man.
Don't doubt.
That's my first one.
Stay up.
All right, Maulhead. Good looking.
All right, stay blessed.
Yep, keep listening, dog.
All right.
Look at that, man. And I gave him the applause. Coach, see, I know what I'm doing here, man. Go ahead, too.
You have to cut into an interview when Maulhead calls. I mean, it just has to be done.
I thought we weren't calling it the applause anymore.
No, he being funny. I mean, we got to let,
as
for the
Vern
sake of the interview.
Yeah, Vern sending that powerful message over here. That's what he's doing. In control of the controls. But yeah, Coach, as we were talking about the team and looking forward to this year, I mean, we discussed this off the air as well. The schedule maker was not kind to good old Hudson High. I mean, you'll be opening that brand new spanking facility
right
behind the high school. And who do you open up against a team you ended the season with last year, defending state Class B champion Glens Falls? Now, what about that?
Listen, if nothing else, it's a motivator. Most of those guys were on the other end of that last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping that from day one preseason, right out of the gate, that they're motivated by that. And I have some, you know, some things in mind to try to give them a little extra motivation. So, you know.
Nice.
Yeah, listen, I can't think of a better way to start the season. You want to come out and surprise the world and beat up on the state champs, maybe we'll do that.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, keep it sailing the right way.
No doubt. I know you're going to give it your best shot, no doubt about that. Tell me about the schedule in general. I mean, we talk about the opener. It couldn't get any harder than that. But your schedule in general is very, very tough. I mean, there's no gimmies on it.
Yeah, there is not a gimme. You know, again, Section 2 Class B stuff is never a gimme.
Mm-mm.
Schuylerville Week 2, Ravenna right. Week 3, jeez. Ichabod Crane, which is, you know, listen, Ichabod Crane gets better and better every year.
Yeah, they'll be improved.
Ichabod Week 4, and then we have Cobleskill, Lansingburg, and finish the season with Chalmont, which, you know, could have
that's
playoff
right.
implications.
That's
so
right.
There's no gimmies there whatsoever.
That's right, and Lansingburg is coming down from A.
Correct.
They are now a Class B. Albany Academy is out of the B's. Actually, they're out of Section 2. They're playing in that New England Prep League
right.
for football, and Cahoes is still playing
Cahoes
a JV team only. So there's 11 teams vying for 8 playoff positions in Class B this year, right?
That's correct, yeah,
okay.
Between the two sides.
So tell me, you're going to make the playoffs this year or what?
Yes. Is that what you
good
want,
answer.
The standard answer? Yeah.
Good absolutely. Answer.
Listen, I don't see us, you know, I mean, we're talented again. We mm-hmm. have, you know, again, it's different talent.
All right.
Willie Walker, you know, mm-hmm. there's Zach Wilburn coming from the, you know, he's
sure.
going to be a senior this yeah. year. The Goodermoat kid, there's just, and I'm going to solve Coach Briscoe's problem for him on how to get Willie Jones some competitive edge. I'm going to put a football helmet and a pair of shoulder pads on.
Right.
That's how we're
going right.
to take care of that problem
ambitious.
For Coach Briscoe.
I
absolutely.
Like it. Mm-hmm. I can see him as a wideout, maybe.
Oh, yeah. The kid's got fantastic. There's a couple of those kids.
Sure.
Daquan Griffin is another kid who's got a real nice pair of hands who's going to be a nice addition to a varsity team this year.
That's right. Yeah,
Justin
that's
Olivares,
right.
we're working with Justin. We're going to try to work with Justin to get him out there playing football. I mean,
Justin you know. Would be a beast on the football
yeah.
field. I mean, he's big, he's strong, he's quick, and has that mentality to play maybe defensive end or whatever you
absolutely, want. Yeah. I mean. And, you know, and I've got some big guys that were, JV guys, Tristan Collins and Jahad Coleman. Those are two big kids.
Big fellas.
And both of those kids have been in the weight room regularly with Coach Hark. So
no question. And as you mentioned, Daquan Griffin, didn't he lead? I think he had like 30 receptions this year for the JV team.
Yeah.
And the only game they lost, which was, what, 19-12 to Glens Falls, he did not play because he was injured.
Right.
So, yeah, he's definitely a difference maker.
Yeah, and this is, you know, he's new to football. He's never played any, he played no youth football. So as a freshman, that was his first experience with football. So he's only going to get better for us.
Now, again, we're months away from even the preseason practices and scrimmages. But what would you say right now, in your mind, would be the biggest question mark for this year's team, if there are any in your mind?
You know, I don't know that we have one right now. I think everything is pointing in the right direction. We've got leadership this year. I've got athletes. Mm-hmm. I've got big guys. I guess the question is can everybody pull together and play like this group that we've played, you know, over the last couple of years? But, I mean, the pieces to the puzzle are definitely there. I guess that's going to be mine and my coach's job to be able to put the puzzle together.
Now, well, as far as the coaching staff, any new faces this year or any additions? Or
no, everybody's back. I think everything's going to be the same. Yeah, we're not, you know.
That's important, too, I think, for the kids' sake. I mean, and for the coaches, the continuity. Right. You know, everybody gels together. Everybody knows what the other one is expecting. And I think that's very important. A lot of these successful teams you see has a coach that's been there a long time. And not only the head coach, but a coaching staff that coaches alongside him as well for a number of years. So kudos to you guys.
Yeah, this will be our fourth year together. And I think that, you know, we've been meeting regularly at least once a month during the winter.
Got to be happy, yesterday. Too.
Absolutely.
I mean, the fact that you have, like, just gotten better and better as time is going on. I mean, the talent level increases, and I'm sure that's no small part to the coaches' jobs in the off season, getting kids in the weight room and then playing together and things like that. So
as these programs get more successful, we're going to, you know, like the basketball program's been so successful, and kids want to win, and they see you win, and they come out and play. The same thing with football.
And
the baseball
you.
Team's always good. The volleyball team was fantastic this year. So.
The baseball team's 5-0. The varsity girls softball's undefeated. So, hey.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good time.
It's good to see Hudson Sports back on the map. With
the new stadium and everything coming and – you know, what's the speech going to be like? The coach's speech, the debut, everything that's new. I know Rashad has been throwing some things out there and stuff like that. Like, it's a lot of pressure.
I was going to say, you just put me under a lot of pressure. I haven't written that yet.
You got to get started. If you want, you can bring us in. We'll help you out.
In that pre-locker room
stuff. I watched some highlights of some Ray Lewis speeches.
If I help you out at the end, I'm going to ask everybody for the applause, man. I'm going to tell you straight up.
we can't have that.
I'm a gentleman. The applause.
Right, the applause.
But, Coach, I wanted to just quickly say something off topic. Is that last week we received an award from the Elks Club, and come to find out you made the award for us. So I'm clap.
Oh, yeah,
which
yeah.
One?
No. He's family.
I know.
You gotta give him the clap, man.
Thank you.
All right, I'm gonna give him a clap, man. Coach, you know how you got family, then you got family,
right?
Like. The applause is for, like, the family.
No. The applause is for, like, people we don't really know.
Distinguished people.
It's where you don't really want to wear a suit, but you have to.
Yeah.
Like, that's the applause. So we're not good. We're not good
either way.
Here.
I'm still getting the clap.
No. But, yeah, Coach, so just talk about your business that you do.
Yeah, I just, you know, recently purchased a business, Quality Trophies, here in Hudson. It's been around for 25 or 30 years, something I, you know, kind of thought was going to be my side gig and maybe my retirement thing. And plaques and trophies is where it's at. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I appreciate the plug.
No, because we know where to go.
Yeah,
we usually order ours off.
Yeah, we definitely do.
Oh,
you
definitely don't want to do that.
Yeah. No, we've been getting pretty good deals, right?
Yeah. But we're going to bring our business to the coach.
Bring it to coach.
Yeah, especially since you made, you know,
our second award of the year.
You know, I don't want to throw it out there that we are the two-time award-winning, you know, Drive Time Radio show, but we are.
Be nice to me. I can make you award every week.
We'll accept it every week with the Taylor Swift surprise face.
And a speech. We'll have Ness
and
right
a speech.
For
and
it.
A speech.
So, Coach, like always, man, we're going to be there to support you any way that we have to or any way we can. Just let us know when you need us. We still want to keep the same rapport as we did before, have you calling in. I think it did really well this year. You know, it keeps the community involved. And plus, you know, they get to hear you talk. We can ask you some questions. We bring Tim in because he's a guru.
Right.
But please use our platform because that's what it's here for. And I know the guys love it. I know the guys love to get on the radio. And
These kids, listen, those kids have a lot of respect for you guys, like I was telling you a couple weeks ago. They like to listen to it. They like what you guys have to say, and they got a lot of respect for you guys.
Yeah, we have a lot of respect for them, too. We do. And last year was just beautiful, man. Plus, Coach, let me tell you something. Whatever we had, like the mojo we had in the old stadium, we got to bring it to the new stadium.
Yeah.
Because how many home games they had this year, Tim?
We only got three this year.
Three?
Yeah.
Well,
four upcoming. This coming season we'll only have three. We had five if you count.
Yeah, five.
With the playoff, yeah.
Well, I think I won twice. The 50-50 Slay, you got one,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I won.
Yeah.
You
might have won twice.
I won twice.
Yeah, we both won
we
twice.
We both won twice.
Yeah.
Have you buy my tickets?
yeah. We got to have that same aura.
Yeah, I'm going to find a little spot there.
Because if by the second home game neither one of us win, we got to move back. We got to go back.
All right, Coach. So yeah, thanks for coming in. We're gonna talk to Nessa. Oh, we got to talk about the Facebook guy.
Yeah.
The horrible stuff. But thanks for coming in, Coach. Please stay in contact, and I'm gonna give you the clap on the way out.
Yes.
I want to give you the applause.
I appreciate it.
All right, we'll be right back, y'all.